Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXLY building. It is a Thursday. It's 5/2/24. Hello, fellas. Welcome.
Howdy.
I will tell you right off the bat this morning that you might run into a traffic problem.
Oh, no.
I-90 westbound is closed right at the Altamont exit. So if you're coming in from Idaho or from the Valley or whatever, you will have to detour off the freeway. So I had to. It's been that way for like 6 hours, almost 6 hours. It was a terrible, terrible accident there around 12:30 in the morning. So if you're trying to get somewhere now, it was fairly bad at 5. I can only imagine what it is right now. And will continue to be bad, so you're going to have to get off. They're saying, you know, oh, you can get off at Altamont, but if you wait to Altamont, that's going to be a minute. You might want to get off at Sprague.
So a mess in traffic, but then, I mean, it just always so gut-wrenching to me when I hear, you know, of a terrible, fatal car crash.
Right.
Where you're just, God, that, it's like everyone's worst nightmare,
for sure. Like. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then just the investigation, all that's been going on for like 5 or 6 hours. No word on when that's going to open up either. So you got a little bit of a wait ahead of you. Sorry about that. And the other part that's weird about that, Kevin, besides the having to get off at Altamont, the exit before that when you're going westbound is closed because of construction. So if you wait past Sprague, if you wait past Sprague, you're in it then.
Yeah.
And I even thought about that. I'm like, well, could I still? No. No, you can't. And then, of course, there's the people who are like, well, why is everybody slowing down and moving over to the right? They're dumb. And then they go flying past you, and then they realize, like, oh, the freeway's closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's probably why everyone was getting over. When you drive in Seattle, you get that all the time because there's so much traffic. You get the people who want to just fly up the side and then just, you know, at the very last second, move over, and then they get mad when nobody lets them in.
Right, yeah. People will... What is over cones before I let you in.
I was going to say, what's your thought on that one? Where do you fall on that one? You're like, I'm not letting you in. Sorry, I waited. You didn't.
Well, I'll tell you. I can tell if it was a mistake.
Yes, that's a good point.
Or an on purpose.
That's a good point, yeah.
If it's an on purpose, you're done. But I am not letting you in ever.
You're like literally 6 inches from the car in front of you.
If it's like the person who you realize is in a full panic.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I... didn't realize that this was, you know what?
Yeah.
You made a mistake.
Let me
let you in here.
Yeah, for sure. It is funny how you can tell, too, based on the speed of which they approach it, their attitude of trying to merge in. The guy who's just trying to squeeze in will just, like, angle in with an inch in between you and the car in front of you. They'll just keep, like, pushing through, and you're like...
I'm going to get in here, okay? Actually, you're not.
Actually, okay? No. Actually, okay? Yeah.
That's a no-go.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
And eventually someone will let him in.
Oh, of course.
I don't feel bad about
it. Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've done it where I've gotten myself in a pickle before where I've done that. I'm not going to get over now.
I think we all have, right?
I mean, I'll just move up a little bit, and then I realize, oh, no, that was a bad mistake. Yeah. Then I always look for, like...
And Jay, even if it was a mistake, I would think you were that guy.
Sure.
That did it on purpose.
Sure.
And I would be like, no, you're not getting
it. I have that look of that guy.
You do.
Yeah.
You have that look.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
What is that resting driver aggression phase?
I think it is. Yeah, and sadly, I think you're right. thanks, Kevin. It is funny how you're willing so close to tailgating someone to not let someone in.
Yes,
it's just forget it. No,
I do like that. Steve has resting nervous face.
Uh huh.
What is? I think yours is more resting. confidence face, resting.
Oh, wow.
Resting I'm right face. Like where you just got that look about you that you know right what's face. Going on. You know?
Sure, okay.
And I kind of have resting
I'm
pity, can't, pity face.
What is it?
Resting pity face, pity dumb face, face resting. Where they just look at me and go, let him in. I can't imagine things are going well.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Starting the rumor right now. She's skydiving in to the parking lot right before the game.
This is how rumors get started.
Yep.
Although it would only be cool if she... Why skydive into the parking lot?
Well, where else are you going to... What are you going to do? Land on
the stadium, bro.
Kevin James.
Bro, it's closed. I just said that.
It's not closed for Taylor Swift.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Sorry, I'm having trouble.
What are you doing? You don't know where your mic is. You can't get your headphones on. Sorry for cussing.
I couldn't get the lid back on my bottle, and I really wanted to get it back on there because I felt like I could spill.
It's a good idea.
I'm good now, though. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show on a Tuesday.
It's Thursday.
Thursday? I'm so goofed up, man. Uh-huh. That taking off a Monday, Tuesday is a weird thing to do.
Right, yeah. You don't have to do it anymore, though.
Yeah. Okay, we're all good. Here, first thought. Is that what it's
Yeah, yep, yep, yep.
Thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what.
How about that?
I did it again. I got tricked by old Jeff Probst.
That guy.
Steve, do you know who Jeff Probst is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sure do, don't you?
Survivor, baby.
Sure do. Yeah.
Well, last night, I was like, I'm going to watch Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And then my granddaughter was in there doing something with me. And then, I was like, that's fine because it's recorded. And I'll watch it and I'll fast forward through all the commercials. I'll just start it at, like 8:30. Then something else happened. I can't remember what it was. And I got busy doing that. And before you know it, it's 9. And I thought, well, and Survivor, for the first time ever now, are longer episodes.
Does that mean they're 2 hours or what?
Yes. 2 hours or 90 minutes. I don't.
You have no idea, do you?
90 minutes? Maybe?
Sure, okay.
Maybe 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I should know. I watch it every week. But when you don't pay attention and you just fast forward through
sure,
the stuff.
Sure, yeah, I see what you're saying.
So I was like, yeah, that's 9 o'clock. I'm
90
just
minutes,
leaving
Kevin.
The TV off. That's that. I'm not turning it on. It's 9
right.
o'clock. It's
yeah.
too late.
Yeah, don't start it now.
Yeah, I'm not going to start it now. Absolutely not going to start it now. And then I don't remember why, but somehow something else happened, and I was like, oh, I know exactly what it was. I had not done my medicine for the week where I had to fill up all my pills.
Mm-hmm.
I keep trying to change up the day of it because I hated doing it on Sunday night. Then I was doing it on Monday night, and I'm like, no, the start of the... And then I realized Wednesday's the perfect day because you watch Survivor, sit there, do your pills for the week while you're watching TV.
Okay.
And so I planned it to do them Wednesday night, but of course wasn't used to that routine yet. So I was like, gosh, dang it. I want to go to bed, but I need to take my pills.
Right.
So then I thought, well
super complicated so far.
I got to put all my pills in here, which takes about 10 minutes,
sure.
15 minutes. So I thought, well, I might as well turn on Survivor. And once you look into Jeff Probst's eyes, there's no shutting him off.
So you turned a 10-minute job into a 90-minute TV
that
show.
That is correct.
No one's surprised.
Yeah. But I got my pills done, and I took them, and everything was great.
That's
and
great.
Survivor was great.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
I hope your night wasn't that complicated.
No, not really.
Although, I did see, Producer Steve, that you shared something at 10 p.m. last night. So you were up too. What were you doing, buddy boy?
What did I share at 10 p.m.?
Don't worry about it.
What?
I don't think I shared anything.
Yeah, you did. Producer Steve shared something. Secret Sound winner?
At 10 p.m.?
Nope. That's not right.
That's wrong.
That's not. That is incorrect.
Steve shared.
Yeah, that's. I don't think that's right.
I don't think I. Yeah, no, that's not right.
Well, at 10 p.m., you were sharing your eyes closed and snoring.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, last night I did go to bed early. So.
Well, there you go. What's early?
I think it was like around 10 or 9:30. I don't know.
Huh.
Seems like a line.
What's your average nap time during the day, Steve?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it's 20 minutes. Sometimes it's a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. You have that. You don't have a lot of commitments.
Wide open schedule, baby.
And so it's kind of like, eh.
What do I feel like?
Yeah, happens.
Right? Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. No, it's nice.
Now, be careful. If you keep doing that, you will look like me in 10 years.
Okay.
I don't think he believes you. I don't
want... You still look just like you, Steve.
Okay. What's wrong with looking like you?
It's a good question.
You know nothing.
Okay. There we go. Well, now I've seen it.
You've seen what?
I saw what you saw the other day, Jay.
Uh-oh.
And it scared me this morning. Walk into my car.
Uh-oh.
My little jaunt over to my car.
Here in the parking lot?
No.
Or at your place?
At my place.
Okay.
And I see a vehicle across the way, someone standing outside of it, delivery driver.
Delivery driver at 5 a.m.? Or whatever time it was?
It was pre-4:30.
Wow, it is weird. The guy delivered at my house at 9:20 last night.
Some long days.
Yeah. Man.
You think it's the same guy?
It's got to be the same guy. He's just a hard worker. he's the 4:30 guy at your house, 9:20 guy at my house. This guy's covering the entire city.
Well, if you put in 2:20s, that's not bad.
2:20s.
And then you get 5 off.
Yeah, let's go.
Wow. It scared me. I was like...
It is weird, yeah.
First, you don't really see too many people out and about.
No.
And I was like, whoa. And then I'm like, do I say good morning or...
Was he delivering to you or to your neighbor?
The building across the way.
Okay, yeah.
And then I saw him go up to like the second or third floor or second floor.
Did he knock or just leave the package?
That I couldn't tell.
Because I hope he's not knocking at that hour.
I think he just dropped it off. He was kind of looking around and doing some things.
Well, that's not suspicious looking.
But he had a jacket on that had the logo.
Oh, sure.
No one could get those.
And he had the electronic thing.
Yeah, like the reader to like deep boop.
Yeah, I trust him. If he's got that and the jacket, I mean, come on.
It's like a guy with a clipboard and a golf cart, Kevin. You can drive anywhere with that.
Anything.
Yeah, you just drive right through places. How you doing? Just lift up. And then if you have a reflective vest in while you're driving a golf cart and a clipboard, you can drive right to the White House, right up to the front door.
No one will question you.
No. Now all you need is one of those jackets with the logo and the little boop, boop thing, and you're good to go.
I'm concerned. Who do I call?
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, my top three artists
have changed.
They have been for quite a while. Eric Church.
Kevin James.
This one's always hard. I don't know who's two.
So you don't know your top three.
I don't know the order. I know who
they are.
In
no particular order.
It's Morgan Wallen and Sam Hunt.
Okay, yeah.
Those are my three favorites.
Mm-hmm. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Qualify you for the prize a day for the month of May coming up here in just a little bit. Each day we have a prize. That's why it's called a prize a day for the month of May.
Prize a day, month of May. Yeah, mm-hmm. that checks out.
Today it is Riley Green tickets for Northern Quest and a $100 gift card. That's today's prize. So what we do is we take four qualifiers throughout the day, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and then every afternoon we draw for a winner for that day's particular prize. So
winner, winner.
Yeah, Riley Green tickets today with a $100 gift card. That is today's prize a day for the month of May. It's a neat little rhyme. just in time. Jeff Goldblum, if you're his kids, I hope you know this, if you're Jeff Goldblum's children, but Jeff says he's not giving any money whatsoever to his children.
Right? I mean, I'm not going to do it for you, and you're not going to want me to do it for you. You got to figure out how to find out what's wanted and needed and where that intersects with your love and passion and what you can do. And even if it doesn't, you might have to do that anyway.
You got to figure it out. He's not giving you any money. He's going to spend every last dime he has on stuff he wants to spend it on, and you have zero inheritance for his children.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Kev?
I don't think it's nice, but I do understand it. I mean, I understand there's people who do it that way.
I mean, I always look at it this way. Spend what you want, spend what you need.
Yeah.
You don't have to give anything to your kids.
No.
If it ends up that way, okay. But I don't know if you got to, like, put money aside for your children. I don't know. I'm assuming Jeff Goldblum has a lot of money.
Yes.
But if he feels like spending a lot of money, go for it.
I would hope that during that time, like, maybe they do the, hey, I want to spend time with my family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, go on vacations.
We're all going to Mexico and I'm paying for it.
Right, sure. That's
I'm hoping that's
the way to do it.
Because that's like giving your kids money, but it's not, it's doing it while you enjoy it with them instead of.
For sure.
I think that's the way I would be.
Yeah.
It's like trying to do it that way. Instead of just, you know.
Make memories instead of deposits.
I'm going to spend the money. I can tell you that.
You like that one, Steve?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a good one, Jay. We'll
write that one down somewhere. Put it on a t-shirt. You know who Jeff Ross is, Kevin?
Jeff Ross is the king of the comedy roasts.
Yeah. He was talking about how he had gotten Tom Brady to agree to the roast and how he even came up with the idea of roasting Tom Brady.
I caught him. The last Super Bowl he won, about 3 years ago, on Super Bowl Sunday, I saw him looking at my Instagram stories. I was posting roasty jokes about the Super Bowl, and I happened to see Tom Brady, verified account. He's playing in the Super Bowl in 3 hours. I was like, this is what this guy's doing right before the Super Bowl? And I clocked it, and then he won. And I wrote to him, and I said, man, I think you'd be a great person to roast, and you know, we could invite Julian Edelman, he could explain the jokes to Gronk, and it could be like a really fun night out. And he was like, LFG, let's go. And now here we are on the big stage doing it live. He agreed to do it. He signed the contract. And then to get out of it, he unretired for a year or two. And to his credit, he stuck with it. And he's brave, man. He's
wow. Yeah, how about that? That's a weird story.
Yeah, those roasts are... I mean, they're brutal, but man, are they funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this one's probably going to be more intense because it's uncensored or something.
Well, it's on Netflix. Yeah, yeah, so it's whatever.
I mean, I definitely don't think they're ever censored, are they?
On Comedy Central, they are, aren't they?
Oh.
I don't think so.
Comedy Central? I don't know. Maybe they have a cleaner version or something.
I don't know. I've watched a lot of them, and it sure doesn't feel censored, Steve.
I think they do two. Like, they air one earlier in the day that's a little bit, or at night, that's a little bit censored, and then they air a second one after that. I think that's what they do.
Yeah, Netflix, definitely. This one will be all out there, I'm sure. So, and it's, isn't it on Sunday?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, okay. May 5th. Yeah, Sunday. After Bloomsday, when you're putting your feet up because you're sore, Steve, you'll be able to watch it because I know that's going to be what you do.
I probably will, actually.
Yeah. Let's see what else I have for you. To Jim Gaffigan on breakfast and feeding his kids.
Of course, that is very unique. That is the antithesis of how you're supposed to parent.
Yeah. Yeah, Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts, that is very unique. That is the antithesis of how you're supposed to parent. Yeah, I like Frosted.
Yeah,
really?
Frosted. I was the youngest of six kids, so... If there were Pop-Tarts in the house, you had to eat it immediately. Like, I didn't even know you could toast it till I was 30.
Man, I mean, you think about that. If you have six kids and one box of Pop-Tarts, you either have to eat it immediately or hide it somewhere in the house because that is not lasting.
Not good.
Also, what cruel parent is buying Pop-Tarts without frosting?
It's terrible.
I mean, what?
I remember seeing them. I mean, I know that we've had them over the years. They're bad.
They're just dry. Are they not just dry?
Yeah, they're still okay, but they're not like a Pop-Tart. Why are we not doing a frost part Frost tart.
Whoa, what?
Frost tart.
Frost tart.
What does that mean?
It's all, the entire thing is covered in frosting.
Oh.
Oh, I see. Not just the
front
top.
And the back. Oh. I mean, the top and the bottom.
Yeah, that's actually a really good
Leave
idea.
Leave the edge, because I love the little edge.
When they still have that around. Crunchy, dry yeah. part if you want that. Which I think a
why
lot of
Why are we
people...
not doing frost parts? God dang it. That's why. That's why. They
it.
Were like, we were going to do it, and no one could say it, so we just decided not to do it. Frost tarts.
Frost tarts. Ooh, it does sound like you're saying something different. Yeah.
Frosty.
Well, they could just call them... Well, you know they had like the double stuff Oreos?
Right.
So you could do double frosting on the Pop-Tart? This is genius, actually.
Double frosted Pop-Tarts.
Pretend this didn't happen on the air so no one steals it. And that's your audio vault for a Thursday. It's May the 2nd, 2024. I mean, come on.
Let's go.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's always good to have legal on speed dial. It's just nice to have on there.
Kevin James.
Were they helpful?
What?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. Take us with you. We'd be, you know, we're pretty easy to carry around, considering. You know, there's three guys in here, and, you know, on a Friday, boy, you're trying to carry around extra guys. You got three more. You got six
yeah,
total guys.
Wild.
You'd think it would be heavy, but no, it's pretty light.
I walked somebody through the podcast process yesterday.
How did you do it?
Well, they had an iPhone, and okay. I said, just pull down your screen.
Okay, I'm following
and
along.
And you're going to find a search.
Pull down my screen.
Because they didn't know where their podcast app was.
Sure.
Like, I don't know where that. I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just type in podcast.
Uh-huh.
Guess what happens?
It popped right up.
Pops right up.
Yeah.
You click on that.
Yep.
You type in the Jay and Kevin Show.
Oh, I got it. So a little purple icon, Jay and Kevin Show.
Subscribe. Make sure you do that, because then you subscribe. Get all the new episodes yeah, right. each and every day.
Got
There's
it.
Four new episodes, because mm-hmm. we do it hour by hour.
Uh-huh.
And boom, baby, you're in business.
Jane
and
Kevin
then you can, you know,
boom,
subscribe,
baby.
Rate, review, all of it.
All that
We haven't had a review of the podcast in a long time or a rating. So if you're a podcast listener,
right,
would you please rate it and review it today, even if it's not favorable?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I would hope that it would be.
Yeah.
But I just would like, you know, a little action on there with rating and reviewing it.
I would like it to be favorable, if possible.
I'd like to know if anybody listens to it.
The podcast?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they do, but I don't know.
Also,
is it 8 people a day? Is it 80 people a day?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. 500 people a day?
Right.
So what do you want them to do? You just want them to rate it so that you see that they've
Yeah,
I've listened. I got you.
Just
okay.
something. Right. I somebody.
Now. Yeah.
Good Lord, is there anybody out there?
Anybody there? Hey, Bill. Thanks for the update. He said, "Hey, I was watching Q6, and they said that the freeway should be open. If you leave now, your house now, it should be open by the time you get there." And Bill said, "Now he's sitting at a standstill on the freeway at the Sprague Avenue exit."
Oh no.
He's not very happy with Noah from Q6. But anyway, what did Noah know? That's a fun game we'll play tomorrow. But in the meantime, it's still closed there on the freeway. You're going to want to try to yeah. exit. Sprague would be the last chance. I mean, you could get off on Altamont if you run a sit in traffic for an hour. But, yeah, get off early if you're westbound, because it's been closed since 12:30 last night. All right, Kevin, it's time to figure out what you did and if you're guilty. Now entering the courtroom, the defendant... Kevin Eugene James. He's back again, guys.
I do this all at the risk mm-hmm. of being completely judged on my character, as I was last time when I played money that was left in a machine at the casino. I mean,
yes.
I cashed out the ticket at first and sat there and waited for someone to come back and get it. It was, you know, like $18. And then I put it back in and played it. And, man, I got beat up by... Now, one guy, Mike, said this is exactly why I don't hang out with people of low morals and
men. Yes,
low.
He's very,
he really came at me, and mm-hmm. I was like, dang, well, I didn't ask you to hang out.
Okay.
But anyway, it's not important. But this one, I am at risk of being judged harshly again.
Okay.
But I will still tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
last week I went downstairs to the vending machine, and we have these new vending machines here where it's a big machine.
Open air.
It's all the stuff is just there. You could literally grab it and walk away if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do have cameras, and they say you're on camera, so I'm assuming they would catch you eventually and tell you need to pay for those.
Right.
So then you just scan it on the machine, whatever, put your card in, pay for it. Hopefully everybody can follow that process. And I went to scan my nuts because I got two things of almonds because I needed them very badly. I had no food with me. I was out of protein bars, and I'm like, I gotta have this. I was feeling in need. I would almost call it a medical emergency that I needed those nuts.
Stick to the facts, please.
I scanned them. That is a fact. I scanned them. Nothing. Scan them again. Nothing. Scan again. Beep. Oh, there we go.
It's supposed nothing. To tell you what...
Nothing on the screen. It's supposed to say, you know...
You owe $1.99. Yeah.
It says the name of the product, and then whatever. You scan it again.
Right.
Doot, doot. Okay, there they are. Pay. You're on your way. Nothing. Just will not come up. Will not come up. Will not come up. Will not come up.
So there's no way for you to pay for it.
No way to pay for it at this point.
Mm-hmm. And you're having a medical emergency, or at least you said you would...
Right.
Yeah.
This is what I deemed necessary, that I needed that nourishment.
We don't have any documentation of that, but go ahead.
Well, there's cameras.
I can get a note from a doctor. Easy.
There's cameras, maybe.
And there is... there's cameras,
Steve.
Well,
it's not like you were laying on the ground.
And so this is what I did. I turned around to the camera.
Oh, no.
And I gave the... I don't know. I gave the hands up, like, what am I supposed to do
So
here?
You're acknowledging the fact that, look, I tried, man.
Yeah, I'm
trying
to do the right thing. Your machine's not working. I'm sorry.
I'm taking
these nuts.
Oh, wow.
Now,
wow.
That was last Thursday. Friday, I forgot to go down there because of Friday show, whatever. It just happens. Then I had Monday and Tuesday
off.
Oh,
no.
So now it's become a little more long-term loan than I was expecting it to be.
Well, really?
I finally made it to the machine today. I don't know why I didn't do it yesterday. And they had a bag of nuts, and I scanned it twice.
Okay.
And it went in, and then I also bought something to drink.
Yes.
And so I just put the nuts back. So now I paid for those nuts.
Whoa. Time out. You stole two... packages last week. You scanned two this week, but didn't take any.
That is correct.
So that you're...
How you make sure the inventory is correct,
I understand what you're doing. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, and I didn't...
Is there a phone number to call?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't see anything anyway. Yeah. I mean, I also didn't look that hard.
No, I understand.
But it was like... I don't know. Was that the right thing to do? It's almost like I borrowed them. It was like a...
Nuts
buy
on
now,
loan?
Pay later. Nuts on loan, yeah.
So if you were to go to a regular store and you walk out with stuff and then you brought some back later, would they have that same feeling?
No,
you think?
They wouldn't. But
this is a little different.
This is different, yeah. And also,
all right, guilty or innocent? I understand.
It was their machine not working that was causing the issue. It also didn't want to work this morning.
509-441-0999. Call or text it in. Innocent or guilty? Right now, took two packages of nuts last week. Because the scanner wouldn't work, scanned two this week and then put them back, so he didn't take them but paid for them. Innocent or guilty of, I guess, of stealing.
Theft.
Right, and what I thought about, and this is where I would feel kind of bad, is if the nut guy showed up on Friday.
Right.
And he went through and he was like, we're off, our numbers are off, someone stole nuts.
Right.
And, I would feel bad about that. Because then maybe he would get in trouble. I don't know what would happen there. Do they have to then review the fake cameras?
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Guilty or innocent?
I think innocent, man.
Innocent? Because he made up for it?
Absolutely.
And it wasn't like he tried to steal it? He acknowledged the camera, all the things?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay. Do you believe in having emergency food at times?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Off the text line, you're innocent, Kevin. You paid for them. Don't feel bad about yourself. Well, don't feel bad about yourself, I think, is a separate thing.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
Susan said machine in error. Machine error in your favor.
I agree. This is, so I could have just never gone back and fixed them?
I don't know if that's what she's saying or not, but I mean, it was in your favor, clearly, but then again, you could have just put it. It's not like it fell out of the machine.
No, and I could have given it back, Jay. You're right. I could have put them back, but I was like, I didn't come here because I didn't need them.
Nancy, not guilty. Jay on the text line, not guilty.
I'm feeling good about it.
Uh-huh. Travis, hey, don't worry about it.
Thanks, Travis.
This one, you could be stuck in this traffic, which, by the way, is now flowing. They just pulled the cones
up.
Okay,
they're starting to go. Okay.
Westbound 990 is now back open again. Kevin, congratulations. You did the right thing. Somebody put it on a calendar. We'll celebrate it every year at this time.